Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. The labyrinth of navigating foreign worker programs is one that's navigated by many, including many here in Ag Bioscience. It's a dizzying maze of service providers, forms, agencies, advisors, and it's a system that a new startup connected to Purdue University is working to improve. Welcome ag tech company Croft founder, CEO, Scott Prince. Scott, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Hi, Mitch. Thank you. Love Agrinovis.
Well, thank you. I am so eager to dig into the work that you're leading at Croft. I got a sneak peek of what's happening. But this problem that you and the team at Croft are tackling, it's so important. Before we dig into how you're solving it, this unique tech-first approach, Scott, we got to learn more about your journey that took you, if I remember right, an IU guy connected now to Purdue. I'm not sure how that all sorts itself out, but let's hear about it.
I may be the only. No, I grew up in Indiana, Indiana University graduate, and then I kind of hightailed it to San Francisco, California with Oracle. And I got involved with a lot of startups. And mm-hmm. So I got the interest there, did about five, and then married wow. kids, hightailed it back to Carmel, Indiana to raise the family. And since being back here, have done another five or so startups. Really, really enjoyed the efficiency of the startup, building new products, markets, launching new initiatives.
And this is your first real entrant into ag bioscience, into this challenge of how do we connect tech to this, I called it a labyrinth. I don't know if there's a different word to apply to it. I mean, this is a really complicated process connected to the Federal Foreign Worker Program. Give us a sense of how you're solving this, the size of the market, and how you arrived at this is the place, this is the thing you wanted to solve.
So I migrate toward markets that are late adopters to technology. And I like really big problems that if you can streamline a solution, you're going to impact positively a lot of businesses, people, and it really does impact their lives in a positive way. I started doing this bike ride across Iowa many, many years ago. It's called RagBri. It's an annual bike ride for a week. And a few years ago, I started, you know, talking to farmers about their biggest challenges. And labor was by far their biggest pain, just for everything, growth, cost, management, complexity. About a little bit over a year ago, I was lucky enough to be recruited by High Alpha Innovation and Purdue. A new initiative of theirs is called DIAL, Digital Innovation in Agri-Food Labs. And they are creating one new SaaS B2B startup each year. And Croft, lucky enough to be the first. And so the problem identification was well underway when I got mapped into the equation. Okay. But the two worlds just came together beautifully. Because again, to build products, solutions for markets that are a little late to adoption, they have to be super easy. They have to be very configurable, affordable,
right,
and usable.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges in ag tech is the producer, the person on the end of this has to benefit financially as well as operationally. Give us a sense, Scott, what is this system today? Mm-hmm. If Croft didn't exist, how do people navigate this? And give us a sense for what not solving this problem actually means for farmers.
Yeah, during the Purdue DIAL cohort experience, we talked to hundreds and hundreds of farms in every pocket of the U.S., every shape and size. And there are about 250,000 farms that really depend on labor. About 20,000 of them are desperate because they just cannot find local talent that are able, willing, available to work seasonally. And so we thought that would be a really great, you know, problem to initially solve as we develop our workforce management platform for agribusiness. What it means is literally that farms are struggling finding talent to help them pick, grow, harvest. Any essential job on the farm seasonally is now really, really exposed. And so there's a program that developed about, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, called the H-2A Seasonal Agricultural Guest Worker Visa Program. And it's kind of the last option for a lot of farms to use. The problem is it's super complicated, expensive, right. Intentionally, right? These jobs, you know, we would prefer domestic, you know, employment. But if the domestic employment options just aren't there, what are we going to do? And the impact is we don't grow food, and food inflation goes up. It just really impacts the entire, you know, supply chain around it.
Scott, it is a fascinating world when you look at food is connected to every person on this planet. And when you begin to unpack all of the pieces and parts that go into that equation, labor is absolutely critical in solving it. We're going to dig into what that labor challenge looks like and how the connection to Purdue happened. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Scott Prince, CEO and president and co-founder of Croft, joins us. Incredible ag tech company. Scott, we've been digging into all the challenges that Croft seeks to solve. One of the areas we've talked about is one of the areas we haven't talked about is one that I know is on your heart. It's on my heart. It's on a lot of the discussions we've had leading up to this conversation, is the quality of conditions for guest workers. Mm-hmm. So much of this program, the H-2A program you mentioned earlier, is about ensuring that these guest workers have good working environment. Give us a sense for how Croft, from a technology perspective, is positioned to not only solve the labor challenge itself, but to ensure that the conditions for that labor, those people, still remain strong.
So what Croft does at its core is we, in a very easy and affordable way, we allow farms, their agents, their recruiters, the workers, even the government caseworkers, we allow them to all collaborate digitally in a single platform for the first time. And by bringing that unified perspective, all of their what used to be manual steps, paperwork, just confusing rules, we simplify and streamline all of that. So what it does is at its nature is it allows farms that use us to increase their compliance. Oftentimes that has a direct impact on their ESG scores. And for any supplier grower that is producing a product that is sold through, you know, a large retail market, those are essential now because they're being scored and judged and their contracts are dependent on that. So from just by having Croft, a worker can feel more confident that that employer is going to have an ethical, legal focus on labor. And that's really important. When it starts with that, it really sets up a nice partnership between the farm employer and the worker. And it just goes from there. And that's what we intend to focus on as we keep going and building, you know, new products over time.
Yeah, I remember your team's pitch at Purdue, and it was this idea of how do we solve the problem, the immediate problem of getting workers in fields on farms, and how do we do it in a way that's auditable, that's traceable? I just love it. And that connection back to Purdue, Scott, you could have gone anywhere. Let's mm-hmm. be clear. You have an amazing pedigree. You've done work with Oracle. You've worked at many of the software as a service or SaaS companies that we've all come to know. Why? Why go to a venture studio? Why go to this digital innovation and ag laboratory at Purdue? Why this route? Why not on your own?
I think it's because it lowers risk for all and it accelerates the outcomes. not just for Croft and our investors, but also for our customers, obviously. And so when you go into a venture studio setting with the type of partnership that High Alpha Innovation and Purdue have, everything is really vetted well. The problem, the go-to-market, the development, you know, schedules, the resources, the funding, everything is just accelerated. And when you have that type of collaborative base behind you, you're able to just focus on the essentials. Let's code and let's sell, right? Let's talk to our customers and learn. Let's get them involved. Let's keep, you know, consulting and selling and coding great new products. And so it just accelerates everything. And I think it's a wonderful model. It's very efficient.
It's exciting. And I want to step back a little bit, Scott, and I want to pull on that thread of you've been a lot of places. You've been in a lot of companies, big companies, small companies, scaling companies. You know, everyone here in the Midwest feels like, you know, we have to perform a little better, put our chest out a little bit more because, you know, the coasts continue to perform well in venture and these startups. From your perspective, give us an idea. How is this Midwest ag tech economy at large compared to what you've seen on the coasts?
Years ago, there was a big gap. And it starts with just funding. It starts with, you know, Bell Labs in the 1960s in Silicon Valley. But I think it starts with, you know, ambition and solving big problems and having the capital to go and attack those big markets and being able to fail. I think as we've evolved here in Indiana, we've had a lot of great exits. We've had a lot of great entrepreneurs, you know, start here or move here. I think the gap is really closing quickly because now in the economy, we're a virtual company. I have employees in California, Georgia, Michigan, Indiana. It just, the location of your enterprise is less important than the purpose and the ecosystem around you to get you there. And so I really am a big fan of Indiana and the tech community at large. Sure. As far as ag tech, we're very new. This is a brand new initiative from Purdue. It's the first university studio to focus on digital innovation and agribusiness. Those three words aren't oftentimes used one after another, right? And again, what we're doing is kind of that first step, very affordable, practical step to the digital farm. And, you know, at this point, our competition are spreadsheets, email, paper, not doing anything. And so that's a comfortable market for us to attack.
Oh, it's so exciting, Scott. And last question for you. I'm going to make it two questions. I lied. I'm going to make it two questions. So one, give us a sense for what's next for Croft. And then how can we learn more about Croft?
So we have a land and expand strategy. We're trying to stick the landing right now with the essentials of streamlining this complicated H2A program. We're also really doing well helping our customers do all of their onboarding digitally. And then all of the other steps and what used to be manual processes through the year, we're solving those one by one. Where we take this then is we look at the worker, we look at the employer, we look at the job, we look at the situation each week, and we start to help that worker be put into the most optimal situation for their success. A lot of times they guess, the farm guesses on what they should be doing. Cucumbers are very different than squash, which are very different than corn, which are very different than large row crop tasks. And so us helping find that fit so that that worker can be the most successful day one, hour one is our next focus.
And where can we learn more about Croft?
Withcroft.com, please.
Withcroft.com. He is Scott Prince, CEO, president, and co-founder of Croft. Scott, thanks so much for spending time with us on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.